It's common to hear whiskey enthusiasts comment publicly about the quality of an organization's single barrels. And if you want to know how to pick the best single barrel, then stick around. Pretty, we have to thank the patrons. Yes, so we do have a Patreon account where individuals can sign up for additional member benefits but also make a monthly donation to keep this channel going. And everyone's names that are on your screen right now are contributing at the top three levels. And if you want to learn more about it, then stick around to the end. We'll talk more about how to get involved.
Yeah, okay. So before we get started, what exactly is a single barrel, bro?
Well, that is a good question. A lot of new people to the whiskey world don't know that it is pretty common for a producer to go through their barrels and select individual barrels that they're going to let people try by themselves. And if the entity, which it's normally a liquor store or a restaurant or a whiskey club or content creator, whoever it is, selects that one sample, they will bottle that entire barrel just for that entity, whoever it is. The producer's supposed to put in the extra effort to bottle that barrel without letting the liquid mix with any liquid from any other barrels, which is why it's generally referred to as a single barrel. And it's kind of a labor-intensive process, and it adds a lot of cost to production. But the cost is not always passed along to the consumer. Often single barrels are sold at or below the SRP of the small batch version of that particular product. It's also common for the producer to add a sticker or a medallion or a neck hanger or something that would indicate to somebody looking at the bottle that it's a single barrel and it's not just one of their regular release products.
Okay. Well, how many single barrels have you participated in?
Because of my involvement with Some would say whiskey. Last time I looked, I was at around 130 single barrel selections.
It's kind of like this whole section.
Yeah, there's a there's an entire row, and they're not all represented here. But yeah, around 130. In addition to participating in the SSW single barrel picks, I've also selected countless barrels to be part of the Prideful Goats single barrel program, which is not too dissimilar from selecting single barrels.
So when you go in to do a single barrel selection, what do you do to like prepare for the whole thing?
It's probably a pretty good idea to avoid foods with aggressive flavors that might influence your palate, especially hot, spicy foods, because that capsaicin can stay on your palate for a while. Probably not the best idea to brush your teeth right before you go in, you know, that type of thing. And so you want your palate to be clear. Because whiskey is can be a little bit shocking to your palate because it's pretty caustic, I recommend warming up your palate before you actually go in to do the selection. And that's something that's a bit controversial. I've even gone to single barrel selections where the producer, we asked for a pour because they'll normally do a little tour around the distillery and then you sit down to set the to select the barrel. And we asked for a pour to sip while we were walking around. And they said, no, we want your palate to be fresh. But studies show that because alcohol is actually poisonous to the human body and it's pretty caustic on the palate, you actually need to warm your senses up so that they're not shocked. So I recommend that you actually drink a little something before you get started in that type of thing. And most single barrel selections are also done at cask strength. And even when the final bottling is going to be proofed down to whatever that bottle proof is. And so that adds to the reality that, you know, it's going to be pretty hot and pretty shocking for your palate. I also like to make sure that I have access to water and some bland palate cleansers, because you'll notice, especially if you're, you know, going back and forth, that your tongue will literally start to burn and you start to lose sensation. And water obviously helps with that, but I actually prefer corn chips, but some people use oyster crackers or saltines just to kind of cleanse their palate and get things reset. And there's nuance between the separate barrels that can be very difficult to detect unless you're actually able to go back and forth between barrels. So I like to have identical glasses with the same fill level of each whiskey when I'm trying to evaluate. So if I ever walk into a single barrel selection and they're like, we have six to try and here's your one glass, and let us know after you've tried them all. I really can't do it that way. In those instances, I've literally gone to other people and said, the whiskey kills the germs. How would you feel about drinking after each other? Mm-hmm. And let's get together as a group and we'll get our six glasses lined up and we'll take turns tasting. But then that way we can go back and forth between the barrels, because it really can be a subtle nuance between the different barrels. And what makes you pick one over another may not be detectable if you had it 20 minutes ago and now you're trying to compare it to this other barrel.
Sure.
So those are kind of the things I do to, you know, get prepared for the barrel.
Okay. Well, is there anything that you look for to indicate that, like, this is the one that you need to go with?
Many people try to pick their barrels based on the highest proof or the highest age or the most sought-after aging location, because sometimes you have that information when you're picking a barrel. Or it might be a more popular recipe that the distillery offers. But I think this is a mistake. I think that all single barrel selections should be done totally blind. You should know nothing about the whiskey, and you should pick the one that tastes the best. And I feel like you can't go wrong in that situation. Mm-hmm. It's also a pretty commonly held belief that barrels that have a lot of discoloration on the outside of the wood might be like the honey barrels, right? Mm-hmm. And it's this idea that maybe it was exposed to extra oxygen, so maybe it aged faster or whatever. But what is more likely than not, if there's a lot of discoloration in the wood, it wasn't that barrel that was the culprit. The chances are the discoloration is probably from a leaking barrel above it.
Sure.
And I actually have some pictures of a barrel that, I mean, it looked terrible, right? And I know for sure if I'd been in a single barrel selection and somebody saw that barrel, they'd go, I bet this one's going to be the best one. But then I took a picture of the barrel above it, and it was pretty obvious that that was the one that was causing the discoloration.
Hello, and welcome to today's episode of What You Have on Your E-Commerce Site. I'm your host, Randy Sullivan. Let's get right to the questions. Do you have Glen Toppers? Yes. Do you have t-shirts? Yes. Do you have bottle carrying bags? Yes. Do you have storage? Yes. Do you have an aroma kit? Yes. People, we have everything at bourbonrealtalk.com. This is stupid. Why do we even need a game show?
Another thing that I see people do quite often is they try to evaluate the barrels based on color or maybe the viscosity by swirling it around and checking to see how slowly the liquid drips back down, what they call the legs in wine, to identify barrels that have extracted the most from the aging process and the ones that have the thickest composition indicating quality. And this could lead people away from flavor, since these indications are not always directly correlated to the best flavor barrel.
So what can a person do to make sure that they're picking the best barrels?
Well, the first thing people need to realize is whiskey producers do not put barrels in their single barrel program that are bad. Right. And this is why it always makes me laugh when there's like this trollish type behavior for people to say, oh, don't buy, you know, barrel picks from this whiskey club, or don't buy barrel picks from this store because they always pick bad barrels. That's not the case. I mean, think about how insane a producer would have to be going through and tasting all their barrels to figure out what they're going to use in their blends. And they go, oh, this one's hot garbage. Let's sell it by itself so that when people drink our whiskey, they think it tastes bad. It's just a stupid concept.
Right.
Right.
Isn't it more likely that there are people, like you've done with someone, say whiskey, you've tried to find barrels that taste different than the standard offering, so it has a unique flavor? And maybe does that come into play here at all?
Yeah, for sure. Whenever I pick barrels, and I think that this is probably universal in the industry, whenever I pick barrels for the Prideful Goat, I'm going through and I'm tasting barrels, and there's kind of an average flavor for your barrel lots. And if you take a bunch of barrels that have the average flavor and you blend them together, you're going to get a consistent product, right? And then you have barrels that taste like the average barrel, but it's like turned up to 10, okay. Right? And then you have barrels that don't taste like that average barrel. They have some profile element that sticks out, right? Mm-hmm. And if it's a interesting one or a positive one, you might put that barrel in your single barrel program.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Or if it's a normal barrel that's turned up to 10, you might put that in a single barrel program. And when I put those in, I'm thinking of liquor stores, mm-hmm. right? Because liquor stores don't want to take any chances.
Sure.
They just want to get a whiskey that tastes. The customer that knows the brand, they want to be able to show them a better tasting version of that whiskey. So liquor stores like to pick those kinds of barrels. But whiskey clubs mm-hmm. like to pick weird stuff.
Right. So that's something that's a little... And is that what would make someone, oh, this is a bad... Like, are there people that are expecting a single barrel to be just like every other batch? And then when you get something that's off profile, it makes it, you know, do you know what I'm saying?
I would say that that is certainly the case, but it's from individuals who are looking for a reason to find fault.
Okay.
Right? I'm not saying that, you know, you're going to, every single barrel is going to be to your liking. I'm not saying that. But the concept that a picking entity consistently does a bad job of selecting barrels is just stupid. You know, when you're picking from all unique or special barrels, you really can't make a mistake.
Yeah.
The other thing that comes into play here is you're only getting 3 to 6 barrel samples whenever you do a single barrel selection. And a picking entity can only pick the best of what they were shown.
Sure.
I mean, this idea that they just cut you loose in the rickhouse with a whiskey thief and you get to taste whatever you want and you go, oh, I found this one. It doesn't work like that.
Right.
Right. I mean, you are selecting from a curated list and you have a very limited number of samples for you to try.
Yeah. So what qualifications should a person have to participate in a barrel pick?
The short answer is that a person only needs to like whiskey to participate in a barrel pick.
Okay.
I cannot tell you how many times I've been on a barrel pick and somebody tried to discount their opinion and say, I'm too new to whiskey, or I'm not experienced, or my palate isn't very developed, and I can't pick out individual flavors and all of that stuff. And I've been the picking coordinator for over 100 barrel picks. Mm-hmm. And I've had a bunch of barrel picks that had over 10 people, and I've had several that had over 25 people. And in those situations, you have people who are relatively new to whiskey, and you have some experienced pickers. And the remarkable thing is almost all situations result in the overwhelming majority of people wanting the same barrel. Mm-hmm. And this is just because you don't have to be an expert in whiskey to evaluate what flavors taste good to you. Right? Anyone who has a liking for whiskey can do that. All you have to do is be able to taste it and say, yes, I like it, or no, I don't.
It's the Lindsay method. People are like, what do you taste in this? I was like, nothing, I just like it.
Right.
Yeah. Do you like it, yes or no?
Yeah, and then you put two side by side, you taste them side by side, which one do you like more? Yeah. Okay, and I'll make that fight with the next one. And in the end, you're gonna make a good decision, and you're probably gonna agree with the people who have palates that you respect.
Sure. All right, well, what do you say we do some giveaways?
All right, let's give some whiskey away.
I think that we have enough whiskey on the table that we could do 3 1-ounce sample packs of all of this goodness.
Yes, these are all single barrel selections that I participated in, except this guy right here. So this is the...
That's ours.
Yeah, this is the only 8-year single barrel that we released of the Prideful Goat. Mm. So we had the limited time offer 8-year that hit the market. One of our key accounts here in Texas was looking for something special, so we let them do a single barrel selection of the limited number of barrels that we had. And so we'll have that. This is a selection from Widow Jane that we did that was actually very popular in the club. This is an Old Elk single barrel, which I find interesting because the master distiller of Old Elk was the master distiller at MGP. He left, started his own distillery, and then bought whiskey from the distillery that he used to make whiskey at to sell in his bottle.
Shut up.
And so this is one of those ones where it's like, is it non-distiller produced? I mean, the guy that owns the company made the whiskey. He just made it someplace else. Kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And then this one is a Russell's Reserve single barrel. And we did this pick right after the actor that played in Wakanda had passed away. And so this was a tribute bottle to him. And then Wilderness Trail, single barrel that we've done. Those individuals over there have had a huge impact on the whiskey production world with their other company that provides consulting services on yeast and everything else. Mm-hmm. And then we don't do a lot of single malts, but this is a Westward single malt whiskey. And Westward is widely considered to be one of the better single malt producers in the U.S. So you'll get a 1-ounce sample of all of these.
Some good variety.
So with 6 ounces in your sample pack and 3 separate winners, I would advise you to share these with a friend.
Yeah.
You probably don't need to drink 6 ounces in one sitting.
Not in one go, probably not.
Okay, so to enter that giveaway, all you have to do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, ring the bell so that you'll be notified of future content and future giveaways, because there's a giveaway in every episode. To enter, you have to click on the web form in the video description. Give us your basic contact information. We'll run a randomizer, post it publicly, reach out to you and get your shipping details, and send you your samples absolutely for free.
Yep.
Why don't you tell the people how they can support the channel?
Well, as we mentioned earlier in the episode, we do have a Patreon with lots of awesome member benefits, bonus content, special offers, distillery takeovers, discounts on merch, barrel picks, virtual bottle shares and meetups, and did I say that right?
Virtual and in person.
And in person, yes. Yeah. All of the things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you do get the satisfaction of knowing that you support the channel and its mission, and we have price points for everyone's budget.
Yeah.
So you can click the link in the video description to check that out. But you also sourced a lot of merch for us.
I did. I'm very proud of our merch. We've got a little bit of everything for everyone, created by whiskey people for whiskey people. So there's no way you get on the website and don't find something you find cool.
Yeah. So you can click on the link and go over to bourbonrealtalk.com and find something that you just feel like you can't live without as a whiskey lover. And the last way that you can support the channel is by hiring me as your residential real estate agent in the Dallas or Houston metro areas. I have been subsidizing this channel with my real estate money since its inception. And I do give epic bottles as closing gifts if you hire me through the whiskey world.
Yeah.
This is your first time tuning into the channel. We'd love to tell you a little bit about our show philosophy. We're all about bringing people together around whiskey. And that is because we lost my brother to suicide. And in the aftermath of that, I started to get more involved in the whiskey enthusiast world. And I did start to see how whiskey had a tendency to bring people together. And I wanted to find a way to leverage that to help individuals create the kinds of connections that my brother was missing at that stage of his life. And that's part of the reason why we started the channel. It's also why we started Bourbon Real Talk Community, which is a free Facebook-based whiskey enthusiast forum that you can go join. And we don't allow any negativity in there. And we had to curate it that way because there is a lot of negativity out there on the internet from trolls and hateful people that are showing hate to individuals online. And those individuals encouraged us to start a troll-free environment, but they also encouraged us that if they can hate, then we can love. And that's why we end every episode the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you, and we'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers. Testing my new whiskey glass that I had designed.
Why?
Well, there's a company out there that's a real Karen. And she threatened to sue us.
Really? You don't say.
Yeah, so we had been producing some traditional tulip shape whiskey glasses.
Oh, yes.
We never used the name.
Right, of course.
But they claimed to own the shape of the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm just a little guy, I couldn't fight.
Right.
But do you know what that motivated us to do, Wes?
What?
To go out and design a glass that was actually made for high-proof American spirits. So the company that had the problem with us, their glass was originally designed for low-proof Scotch whiskey.
Oh, okay.
80, yeah. 86 proof, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And you know what I had noticed? Every time I would nose a really high-proof, high-quality spirit in the United States out of this glass, all I got was ethanol burn.
Yeah, a little burn there. I felt that.
And so we went out and we designed this glass that's actually designed for those higher-proof spirits. And I'm so confident in this glass that if anybody were to go to our website and buy one, I'm offering a money-back guarantee.
Wow.
If you get that glass to your house and you find yourself one of these traditional tulip-shaped glasses and you nose a high-proof spirit side by side and you can't tell the difference, I will gladly give you your money back.
So what you're saying is they can really stick it to the Karen and support the little guy by going to bourbonrealtalk.com and ordering one of these with absolutely no risk. They could get their money back if they don't prefer it, nosing it to the other?
Absolutely. Okay. And if you love small business and you like sticking it to Karens, that's the way to go.
Stick it to Karen. BourbonRealTalk.com.
Cheers.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
This summer, saddle up with the only sportsbook where you can bet on horse racing, FanDuel. Right now, new customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $500. Just download the app or go to FanDuel.com/horses to score your no-sweat bet up to $500. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Offer valid on first real money wager of $5 or more. Verified FD racing account required. Bonus issued in non-withdrawable racing site credit that expires 7 days after issuance. Max refund $500. Restrictions apply. See terms at racing.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.